This is the Let's Pretend story of the juniper tree. Hello, pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Ted.
We have a surprise for you, Uncle Ted.
Wonderful. What is it, Emily?
Well, we thought it would be nice if you said how we travel to Let's Pretend.
Well, it'll be my pleasure. You know, our story, The Juniper Tree, has a magical talking bird in it. So I think it'll be nice to travel to Let's Pretend on a bird.
What kind of bird, Uncle Ted?
Well, Emily, see if any one of you can guess. It's the biggest of all birds, and it doesn't fly, but is one of the fastest runners in the animal kingdom. Any guesses?
Is it a pigeon?
A pigeon couldn't be it. A pigeon flies.
No, it's an ostrich. And I think if Jan will be so kind as to take care of the magic, we'll be on our way.
A three-footed ostrich for each one of us. One, two, three.
Mount up, everyone. Hang on tightly to the reins. Let's go. Once upon a time, in a nearby land, a lonely and trusting father decided to marry for the second time. To his son, Rucko, he brings his new wife, Melisande, and her pretty daughter, Marlene. As our story begins, the happy children are playing in the living room of their home.
Oh, Rucko,
come on. One more turn. Reach up to the gate and back.
You both better sit down and rest. Look at Marlene's face.
Her cheeks are blood red and his skin is white as snow. That's one reason why I love my pretty new sister.
Well, Melisande, with our two children so happy, we should be glad this second marriage for both of us turned out so well.
I'm not so sure it has.
Why, Melisande? Why do you say that?
Well, because you haven't treated Marlene fairly. Russell always comes first. You ought to be fair to your stepdaughter.
But Melisande, he is the eldest. I've told you that I must see to his education first. There's plenty of time for Marlene.
Suppose both you children go out and continue your game. I want to talk to your father.
Fine. Come on, Marlene. Now we can have that race.
All right. I'm all rested now.
Well, Melisande, what's troubling you?
What's troubling me? What have I been saying for the last half hour?
Oh, you mean about Marlene and Russell sharing equally?
Exactly. I'm only asking for my rights.
Now, come, Melisande. There's no question of rights when two people love each other.
I might have known you would have favored Russell.
Well, I'll leave you until you're in a better mood. And I'll bring fresh strawberries for supper when I come home. I know you'll like that. Goodbye.
Come on, Father. Sit with us under the juniper tree.
Some other time, son. I must get to the marketplace. Goodbye. Goodbye, Marlene.
Goodbye, Father. Russell, I love your father almost as much as I love you. And that's saying a lot.
And he loves you, too. I wish your mother liked me better.
Russell.
Oh, Marlene, listen.
What is it? I hear nothing but the rustling of the leaves.
But you will if you listen more closely. That's why I love the juniper tree.
What will I hear, Russell?
The voice of my own mother.
You frighten me. What can you mean? Russell!
Don't be frightened, sister. She's our friend. Didn't you hear her call me just then?
No. I don't know. Tell me more about it so I can hear it too.
Well, I wanted to for a long time, but I haven't had a real chance till now. You see, my mother sleeps here. That's where the shade of the softest. She named me Russell because it sounded as if the tree spoke to her of my coming. And when the wind blows, I can...
Marlene! Marlene!
Yes, Mother?
Come here. I want you to help me. Come along.
All right, Mother. I'll be back as soon as I can, Russell. And you can finish what you started to tell me.
Yes, little Muddy, I hear you.
There is danger.
Danger? For whom, little Muddy? For whom?
For you, my son. Too.
I'll put them away in that large chest. The lid's too heavy. I don't think I can lift it by myself.
Oh, try, Mother. I'll help. Russell will reach in the minute the lid is high enough. It won't take a second. No, Russell. No.
Oh, very well, then. I'll try. Help me, Russell.
Reach in quickly, Russell.
There's yours. And here's mine.
Oh, Mother! You dropped a lid on him. Oh, Mother, I'll help. Lift it quickly.
I can't.
Try. Russell! Oh, there. Oh, Mother. You killed him, Mother.
Don't dare to say that. Could I help it if the lid fell?
Oh, what can we do?
Stop crying, and the same thing will happen to you, do you hear?
Yes, Mother.
You must promise me that you will never, never tell what you've just seen.
Oh, my brother.
Promise me I'll thread up your whole life.
I promise.
Now then, we shall have to work quickly. We'll put him under the juniper tree where he likes to be. And then you leave the rest entirely to me. Do you hear?
Yes, Mother.
Very well. Help me now. Come along.
Be careful, Mother. Carry him gently.
Oh, don't worry about that. There. We'll go back to the house. Come on.
Well, let me stay here just a moment, Mother. Then I'll come in.
Oh, all right, but don't stay long. And remember, not a word.
My brother, what can I do? How can I live without you? Oh, Juniper tree. How softly you sigh. Are you sorry for my poor little brother and me? Yes. Yes. What is that? Did I hear a voice?
Fear not. There is hope. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I hear. Come on.
What when the wind blows? What do you see?
A blue and red mist is rising around the tree.
Yes. What else?
Yes. Now it's fire. Oh, no. Oh, look. A bird. A beautiful blue and silver bird. Oh, how beautiful. Where did it come from?
Who knows but the juniper tree? Fear not. Everything will be all right soon.
Oh, thank you. Whoever, whatever you are, thank you.
Listen. Sing your message, little girl.
What a beautiful bird am I. What a beautiful bird am I.
Hello, little Marlene. What are you doing under the juniper tree?
Why, nothing, Father. I was just resting.
How pale you are, Marlene. And let me look at you. You've been crying. Why are your eyes all swollen and red? What's troubling you, little daughter?
I'm just lonely, that's all. Sitting here seems to comfort me.
Lonely? Oh, Well, then, where's that brother of yours? Get him to join you in a game. Rosso?
Don't.
What is the matter with you? Melisande? Melisande?
Yes, husband?
What's wrong here? I found Marlene crying and lonely. Where's Russell?
Why, he went to the country for a visit.
A visit? With whom?
My great uncle. He came by today and Russell decided he'd like to spend a few weeks in the country. So I told him he could go.
And he left without waiting to say goodbye to me?
Well, my uncle couldn't wait. Marlene, go into the house and set the table for supper.
Yes, Mother.
You are pale, too, and nervous. What is this unpleasant feeling I have?
Russell! Russell! Russell!
Listen, did you hear something?
Oh, don't look like that. Of course I didn't hear anything. It was only the wind.
I hear someone calling Russell. The voice was strangely familiar, too.
Nonsense. Come in and have your supper.
Very well, but I don't like this. Please, Melisande, never permit Russell to go away again without asking my permission. Do you promise me that?
Yes. Yes, I promise. I'll never let him go away again.
Oh, Miss Velma, come here quickly.
What is all the excitement, Cobbler? Oh, there! Look, Velma, it's a bird! Why, I never saw one like it.
No, what beautiful plumage. Look, Goldsmith, it's blue and crimson and gold.
Oh, it's the strangest bird I ever saw.
But it has a face almost like a human. Listen, the bird is singing.
My mother killed her little son. My father grieved when I was gone.
Real words he's singing.
Oh, look, he's flying away.
Headed in the direction of the old mill.
Come on, follow him.
Look, everybody's following him. Come on, Cobbler. Come, Mr. Orr. Let's go, too.
My goodness, the village hasn't had so much excitement in years.
Hurry up. Come on.
There he is, right on the tree by the mill wheel.
Oh, I can't see him. Oh, yes. There he is.
Hey, Miller.
Yes? Oh, good day to you, Cobbler.
I guess you haven't noticed your visitor, Millerman.
No. Oh, you mean all those people running down the road? They're coming to see me, Cobbler?
No, Miller. They've come to see the visitor, too.
Well, I am honored. Who is my distinguished guest?
Look in the tree by the mill wheel.
I don't see a soul.
Never mind looking for a human being. It is a bird we mean that's calling on you.
A bird? Oh, well, then I have many bird callers, but I still keep on shaping the stones for the mill.
Listen, he speaks.
What will you give me, Miller, to hear my song?
What have I that you want, my fine bird?
The millstone you have just shaped.
The millstone? Whatever would you want with that?
Will you give it to me?
Aye, for your song. Here it is.
Sing, beautiful bird. Sing your sad little song.
Yes, sing.
Why is everyone quiet?
My mother killed her little son. My father grieved when I was gone.
Never heard anything like it.
My sister loved me best of three. Her eyes were filled with tears for me.
It makes me cry.
Wonder if there's anything to this strange song.
She placed my body tenderly neath the juniper tree. What a beautiful bird am I.
Well,
Look, he's taken the millstone and flown back to the village.
It's nothing but enchantment. Think of it. A bird able to pick up a millstone.
Something tells me we haven't heard the last of that little kiwit.
By golly, I agree with you.
There's something going on here that's pretty queer, I'd say.
I think you're right. Goldsmith, let's follow him and see what he does. Speak like that, Marlon.
What's the matter, daughter?
Oh, look at this beautiful bird on the juniper tree.
Oh, for heaven's sake, all this noise about a bird.
Yes, I know, but you see, Mother?
I see nothing. I wish you wouldn't shriek so. You know my nerves are all on edge.
Always your nerves. Whatever has come over you, Millicent? You act like some guilty hunted creature. What's wrong with you?
Oh, nothing. I'm all right.
Your conscience, Millicent. Your conscience.
What a beautiful bird am I.
Listen, Father, listen.
What's this? The bird speaks. Millicent, Marlene, do you hear that?
I'm afraid.
My mother killed her little son.
What do I hear?
My father grieved when I was gone.
Oh, little bird, don't.
My sister loved me best of three. Her eyes were filled with tears for me.
Oh, my brother. Oh, dear little brother.
Stop that song. Stop it, I say.
Go on, little bird. I want to hear the rest of that song.
She placed my body tenderly neath the juniper tree. What a beautiful bird am I.
Oh, Russell, my brother.
Now, look, he's upset, Marlene. I won't have that. I'll teach this silly bird to make you cry, Marlene. Wait till I reach you. Stupid bird!
The bird dropped the millstone and it fell straight on Mother. Mother!
My mother killed her little son? Marlene, what does this mean? Answer me!
Oh, I dare not. Don't ask me. I dare not tell. Oh, Father, look. See the business rising from the tree.
Now it's changing to red.
Just like that day at the juniper tree when we met. Oh, Russell!
My son! My son! How did you get here?
Oh, Russell! At last you're here.
Father, and my dear little sister.
Russell, what happened to you? Where have you been?
Under the spell of the wicked witch, my father.
A witch? Where? Who is she?
You mean, who was she? She is there, lying on the ground at your feet, dead. And once more, I am restored to you and my little sister, Marlene.
Oh, my son. I didn't know.
Of course you didn't. Listen, Father. Listen.
Run!
Do you hear, Father? It's my mother.
Forever.